foundations of amateur radio. A great deal of energy is expended on the notion of operating portable. I've talked about this plenty of times. Issues like power, antennas, suitable radios, logging, transport, and time of day all come to mind. Some activities are framed specifically as portable operations. Things like summits on the air or SOTA, parks on the air or POTA, worldwide flora and fauna or WWFF. There's field days, portable contests, and specific activities like the 2014 activation of Foxtrot Tango 5 Zulu Mike on Amsterdam Island, and the 2016 activation of Victor Kilo Zero Echo Kilo on Heard Island. I mention those last two specifically since I had the distinct pleasure of meeting those teams and had the opportunity to interview each amateur whilst enjoying a typical Aussie barbecue. I'll point out that no shrimps were thrown anywhere. You can find those interviews with Foxtrot Tango 5 Zulu Mike and Victor Kilo Zero Echo Kilo on my website at vk6flab.com. Each of these activities are framed in the context of the activity, as in, you climb a mountain with a radio and then you make noise. That's not the only way to go portable. One of my friends checks into the weekly F-Troop as a portable station most weeks. Glyn, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Alpha Whiskey, gets in his car, drives to some random location, and participates from wherever he happens to be at the time. In doing so, the radio part of it is the add-on between leaving home and arriving at a destination for a cup of coffee. Charles, November Kilo 8 Oscar, works all over the United States. When he checks into F-Troop, he's rarely in the same place 2 weeks in a row. In between work and sleep, you'll find him activating a nearby park. He's been doing this for quite some time. Whilst this is a POTA activity, he finds parks that fit into his life, rather than point at a park and make a specific trip there to activate it. Before I continue, I'd like to mention that I'm not dismissing making a specific trip. Far from it. The point I'm making is that making any such trip is extra work. It's an added activity in your life. Whilst entirely enjoyable, there's plenty of times when that's just not possible. Instead, I'd like to look at this from the other side. Both Glyn and Charles have a radio with them, perhaps not all the time, but often enough that they can activate their station when they happen to be in a suitable location. I've similarly put a radio into my luggage when going on a holiday. It might transpire that it stays there, or it might be that I happen to find a picnic table at the side of a water reservoir that happens to be in the shade and just begging to try radio at. In other words, if you have a radio handy, you can handily use it when the opportunity comes to pass. So, what do you bring with you? If you're like Charles, you'll have a QRP radio, a Morse key, a battery, and a wire antenna. Glyn has a vertical that lives in his car and the radio is bolted in. For a while, I had my radio permanently mounted in my car, and I suspect that will return there in the not-too-distant future. It was removed for a service that involved the transmission being replaced after it failed after only 140,000 kilometres on the clock. Thankfully, a fellow amateur had a spare car we could use, but I wasn't game to drill holes for an antenna, and I'm pretty sure they were pretty happy about that. The more I look at the activities that others report on, the more I have come to realise that the people who get on there the most are the ones who have found a way to weave radio into their day-to-day life, rather than rely on specific amateur radio activities and plans. I confess that I miss sitting by a local lake making noise, or finding a random car park with shade that is just begging for someone, anyone, to turn on a radio and have a go. So, how do you approach radio in your life, and how might you find ways to incorporate it into the gaps? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.